A real interesting book arrived at the studios of Robin Hood Radio a couple of weeks ago, and I picked it up and was immediately impressed. Impressed by the fact that what was in the book is information I think that everybody in this area should know about, whether you're a new resident or whether you're a resident that has lived here for a long time. You don't know everything about the services that are offered in this area. And this book contains that. But the other thing I was impressed with is not only is the booklet easy to read with print, but it's constructed so this can be a table book and actually do a lot of things around your house for a long, long time and not get destroyed. And we're going to talk about this morning with Donna DiMartino. Donna is a volunteer with Northwest Cares, and she helped put this idea together and booklet together along with other ideas that she's come up with. Donna, thanks for joining us today.
Oh, thank you, Marshall.
You know, I really mean that. You can see a lot of information that's always left for people, and it's either flimsy, it won't last long, mm-hmm. or else the printing is small and everything like that.
Sure.
That none of that applies to this. The printing is large. If you have glasses, it'll work. If you don't need glasses, it works perfectly. But mm-hmm. I mean, it's about 70 or 80 pages, and I mean, it has just about every important piece of information about Northwest Connecticut that one could want to find.
And that's our goal, is to make this book available to the public in an easy-to-read format so that for those people who are not really computer savvy or are not comfortable going on their computer to look up things, it's a hard copy in your hands. You know, keep it with a phone book, but nobody has phone books anymore except people like me who saved the last phone book that was ever published. But I would say keep it someplace where you can just reach and grab it, because it has, I mean, you know, any one of us can end up in a situation that we didn't anticipate. And by going to this book and looking through the different pages and seeing the content page, it really, I mean, I think you'll find what you need.
And by the way, for those of you who prefer to do things online, it is online at nwcares.org, nwcares.org. But for those of you that aren't online, it's available at libraries and town halls throughout the whole northwest corner of Connecticut. I want to credit the people that actually got together to put this together, the Berkshire Taconic Community Foundation, the Community Foundation of Northwest Connecticut, the Foundation for Community Health, Salisbury Bank and Trust, the Town of Cornwall, Town of Falls Village, and Town of Sharon.
And Donna, and let me just add, and most importantly, SVNA.
How long did it take to put all this together in a format that's so easily readable and put together?
Well, remember, we started with an old edition. Yeah. So the book was originally published around 2013 by Ella Clark and Diane Heine, along with some other volunteers that helped to get it together. And then I first became associated with it in about 2017. So there's actually a group of us that are looking at putting together a village, and a village is a way for older people to really work together to stay in their homes. And so a group of us began meeting to talk about this, the villages, and we actually listed all of the resources that we have in our community, and then I said, you know, it's a shame this book hasn't been published since 2017. So essentially it was John Chard, Leslie Allen, Nancy Storr, Ella Clark, Kevin O'Connell helped us, and myself, and we reached out to the people that were in the book, asked them to send us updates, and then we put it back together again. At the same time, I went to different, community members or community agencies and asked for donations so that we could get this into the hands of the public. And I have to say, SVNA was the first one to step up and provided us with a generous funding to help get this on the ground.
And like I said, if people are looking for it, you can get it at town halls, you can get it at libraries, but it's also online at nwcares.org. But if someone's looking for information to call somebody about the book, what number would they call?
I think the best number to call would be 435-0816. That's the Salisbury VNA number. You'll get moved around, but all you have to do is ask about where they can pick up the Northwest Cares booklet. The booklets are available at the SVNA office at 30A Salmon Kill Road in Salisbury. They're open from 8:30 to 4:30. I think they're actually open from 8 to 4:30 every Monday through Friday. And really, you can just walk in. The booklets are there available. I did leave a sign, you know, just sign your name if you took a book, because I'm trying to track where these are going. Because, you know, I think I always considered this book the best-kept secret of the Northwest Corner, because it got to, you know, social service agents. It may get to a hospital staff member. But my goal is really to get it in the hands of the people, because that's who need it.
You know, and I mean everybody, whether you're a part-time resident, full-time resident, new.
Right.
Because literally, at your fingertips, easy to read, all the information you could ever want to question, whether it's about government, whether it's about services, about nonprofits, about women, about men, health, whatever it is, it's just completely laid out here. So you don't ever have to feel alone or search for the information. That's the truly amazing thing about this book. I mean, it is one of the most complete handbooks I've ever seen.
Oh, well, thank you. You know, we worked really hard on it. And that said, there are, of course, mistakes, because that happens. So what we're doing right now is we're updating on the online version so that when we do this again, it will be pretty quick.
It'll be easier to do. Now, let's go to the Northwest families what you're talking about, that you're part of. Explain a little bit more about that.
The villages?
The villages, yeah.
Well, the villages, I'm actually hoping we can do a separate interview about
okay.
this, because I'm hoping to get together with, there is, the villages is a concept that was developed several years ago. I think the first village was Beacon Hill, Massachusetts, and now there are villages across the country. Villages are groups of people, older adults, who come together and they actually determine what they're going to offer for their village. So a lot of it is volunteers. So I may say, you know what, I'm really capable of driving still. And so if there's someone in our village who needs to go to the doctor, who needs to go to cancer center, wherever they need to go, I'm happy to bring you. And then they also, many villages, it depends on how you set it up, many villages have put together lists. They put together lists of, say, contractors that they know are going to be, you know, fair and have been vetted. And they make that available to their community members. A lot of it is volunteer. There are some villages that charge to be part of it, but then, you know, you get some of that back. For instance, I think about, like, carrying the dog food. You know, carrying the dog food when I was young was easy, but it's getting harder now. So many villages actually work with youth groups so that the youth groups can help. Now, we have a very interesting community because we have, you know, chore services. And so, you know, is there a possible way that a village could work with chore? So those are the things that we're really working on finding out to see if we can really get ours up and running. There is a village in Lenox, and actually Howard Shapiro has been talking with us and working with us on how we might move forward.
All right,
so I'm hoping that you can do an interview with Howard and maybe John Chard.
All right. Well, whenever you're ready for that interview, just let us know, and we'll pass that along, because that sounds like a great idea as well.
It is. It really is. And, you know, if people have I have spent the last probably almost 2 years now looking at villages across the country, and they are so different. But they really, their guiding principle is that they want to have people stay in their homes as long as it's possible for them to be there. And I think for a lot of us, Jim and I often say, you know, this was our starter home. Now we call it our finisher home. And I hope that when I go out, it's feet first.
Well, once again, we'll get back and remind people the Northwest Cares Help Book is available throughout the region and also online, nwcares.org. Donna, it's a great book. And like I said, get back to me when the villages is more ready to talk about, and we'll talk about that as well.
Super. Thank you so much, Marshall.
You're welcome, Donna. Bye-bye.
Bye.
Once again, the Northwest Cares Help Book. More information at nwcares.org.